What about James Dorsey's epiphanies?
Now, that's another thing. This has to do with the aesthetic experience. Joyce's formula for the aesthetic experience is that it does not move you to want to possess the object. That he calls pornography. Nor does it move you to criticize and reject the object. That he calls didactic, social criticism in art and all that kind of thing. It is beholding the object. And he says you put a frame around it and see it as one thing. And then seeing it as one thing, you become aware of the relationship of part to part, the part to the whole, and the whole to each of the parts. This is the essential aesthetic factor, rhythm, the rhythm. Rhythmic relationships. And when a fortunate rhythm has been struck by the artist, that is a radiance, that's the epiphany. And that is what would be the Christ coming through. Do you understand what I'm saying?
The face of the saint beholding God.
And it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you could take someone who you would think of as being a monster. That is an ethical judgment on the life. And this is transcendent of ethics, no didactic.
So that's where I would disagree with you, because it seems to me in order to experience the epiphany, that which you behold but do not want to possess must be beautiful in some way. And a moment ago when you talked about your peak experience, running, you said it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful is an aesthetic word.
That's right.
And how can you behold a monster?